Stage 1. Develop opportunities. Step 1. Evaluating opportunities. Imagine having better tools and not having to rely on gut feel when it comes to new opportunities. Here we are in 2022, going into 2023 and 2024, which is going to be a time of great opportunity. There are so many shifts going on in the marketplace due to coming out of the pandemic, remote work, geopolitical challenges, artificial intelligence, supply chain gaps, talent shortages, a changing energy sector, and many more. The growth in technology alone will continue to create huge opportunities. We've seen Moore's Law's factor of doubling the impact of technology every 18 months or so for decades now, and it is going to continue. There is no doubt new global technology players will emerge. The ones we're familiar with today won't be the ones that are here 5 to 10 years from now. Imagine the old players like Facebook, Netflix, and Twitter being replaced with something new, and how significant that would be when you think of the size and the global reach of many of the technology companies today. It all comes from opportunity and will create new and bigger opportunities for those who are ready. Why are you in business today? Originally, it was probably to pursue an opportunity that you saw and that you felt uniquely capable of capitalizing on. Now that you have experience, you see new opportunities every day. Those opportunities are even more abundant if you've got your eyes and ears open to what's happening and why it is changing. You need tools to do this. If you just rely on your gut, feel it's going to become a case of chasing the shiny objects, where the next opportunity that comes along is going to consume resources, and then the next one will require resources devoted to it. The opportunities may be loosely connected to your existing business, because otherwise they wouldn't come to you. But strategically, in terms of fit with your business model, they're really just open opportunities and need to be assessed objectively before taking action. If you chase after one to the other without using tools to assess, with some accuracy, return on investment, and resources, you can very quickly get into a spiral where you're leaking out cash and resources without gaining anything in terms of top line or bottom line growth. That is obviously a negative combination. In summary, the reason most CEOs fail to objectively assess opportunities is 1. Lack of up-to-date information on which products and customers contribute the most to the current revenue and profits. 2. No systematic process for evaluating opportunities, resulting in delays and uneven comparisons. 3. Selecting projects based on standalone potential without considering the impact on the rest of the business. Therefore, our goal is to use tools to quickly provide feedback on the viability of an opportunity before dedicating any valuable resources to it. We're going to do that with 3 key actions. A. Assess. Analyze current products and customer profitability. B. Screen. Objectively assess opportunities. C. Fit. Determine the impact of new opportunities on the business model. Action 1. Assess. With this action, we are looking at the current business, customers, and products to identify the winners and losers. This is where you identify the great products and great customers, and also those in the portfolio that you can't afford to offer or service anymore. This is number 1, because this shakeout and renewed focus on what is working will alone be enough to propel significant results. In other words, before we move on to anything new, let's look at what we have already. The data required to perform this analysis is knowledge of unit sales, total revenue, and gross margin contribution by customer and product. The red line in the tool above is an amount that is an established cutoff based on the desired minimum for each. When we say gross margin, I think we're all familiar with the term, but just as a recap, it's what's left over from a sale after paying for the cost of what you're selling, whether it is to manufacture it or purchase it for resale. If you do not have gross margins for your product or service line because you do not know your production costs, then there is some work to do. It is essential that you know your product or service costs, not only for this analysis, but also when pricing for profit. If your accounting system does not support product costing, then this needs to be done as a side project first. You might ask, why not use sales and revenue as being the cutoff criteria? Because I can easily get this data. The reason is because sales is not nearly as relevant as profit. In other words, without profit, you're not going to be around that long. Even though one of our main objectives of the CEO Accelerator is to increase sales, it is to do so profitably. When you look at margins as a criteria, if you hold those margins steady and establish the cutoff for those that go, then increase sales with the remaining set of products and customers, you are not only going to grow your top line, but you're going to grow the bottom line exponentially. In the example above, anything above $6,000 contribution stays from a customer point of view, and anything below that will be reviewed with the intention of either A, dropping them, or B, increase margins by either increasing prices or reducing account service costs. The same thing goes for products and services. On the right-hand side, you see the cutoff for anything below $10,000. The primary action with products and services is to cut production costs to increase gross margin percentage. A tempting strategy for products and services that are not making a contribution is to consider stronger promotion to bump up sales. Although this may work in the short term, it has probably already been tried by you and only adds to costs. Using gross margin percentage as a cutoff for products is also a potential criteria, but as a secondary consideration, in order to leave the door open for high volume, low percentage margin products that contribute significantly to the top and bottom line. This example model uses 20 customers and 10 products, but there is no correct number to use in the analysis. That will depend on the scale of your business. This tool and 26 others are part of the CEO Accelerator Toolkit, and I would be happy to work through all of the tools with you. You can also show your current system developer or system vendor this use case, and if you don't have this report in your system, you can show them this page and ask for something that does this and get them to create the report. That option applies for most of the 27 tools in the CEO Accelerator program. Action 2, screen. The second action is to use a tool and process that allows us to screen and objectively assess new opportunities using common criteria and filters across every opportunity to come up with a go or no-go decision. The objectivity built into the process is not designed to eliminate intuitive business judgment, but rather to put results-based analysis first. In total, there are about 24 criteria identified for screening opportunities, about half of which are shown in the picture. For example, is the market need for the product or service identified? Do you know how to reach and communicate with your customers? Do you have a significant market that you are going after with an above-average growth rate? Are the margin opportunities better than other alternatives? What about the fixed costs in order to deliver this product or service, etc.? The tool converts the rating information into a value for higher, average, or lower potential, with the total score appearing at the top of the columns. In this example, the score is 21 out of 28 criteria score at higher potential, 6 at average, and 1 at lower potential. To me, this would be an excellent opportunity. Keep in mind that you are scoring them as it relates to your capability, your perspective on your market, and your perspective on what your customer base is. You can always change the criteria or fine-tune them, but not frequently, as you want to have consistency in terms of the scoring that you're doing. As a cutoff for the go-no-go decision, you may choose opportunities that score 20 or better in the higher potential column and reject anything that is 6 or more in terms of lower potential. Action 3, fit. As a third action, we need to revisit our business model and consider the fit of those opportunities that are a go and look like winners against the exiting business model. This action will consider any potential disruptions to the business and whether it is worth going forward in terms of minimizing disruption and maximizing fit. If you are not familiar with the Business Model Canvas by Strategizer, you can visit YouTube and search for Business Model Canvas Explained and visit their website to learn about it in more detail. The Canvas asks a series of 9 key questions to flush out the 3 main questions behind any opportunity. Desirability: do customers want it? Feasibility: can we deliver it? Viability: what is it worth? The Canvas is the next step in evaluating an opportunity where it has passed the screening tool in the previous step and is now evaluated in terms of its potential to complement or disrupt the existing business. The work in this step is to take the new opportunity and assess it in terms of the 9 boxes of the canvas and determine if it will negatively disrupt things that are currently working well in the business model, if implemented. What we mean by disruption is where an impact will occur on something that is working currently, but will have to change once the new opportunity is brought on board. Since the opportunity has already gotten the go from the screening action, it has definite potential, and the point is to not wipe out all of that potential with a poor fit into the current business. For example, channel disruption has become a post-pandemic outcome in the form of inventory shortages, longer shipping times, etc. When you bring in a new opportunity, you're going to be looking at it in terms of whether this new opportunity makes the problem worse, does it make it better, or stay neutral. It is possible that the new opportunity does not get scrapped, but instead gets postponed until supply chains can be rebalanced and be ready for new opportunities to be introduced. Each of the boxes in the canvas could represent an area where your current business is being impacted. Another example is introducing a new pricing model. How does that affect customer relationships? Is there something that is going to be impacted in the short term, like losing some customers, but possibly replacing those with a new and more lucrative customer segment? It is also possible that your new opportunity, although it may be disruptive, is actually disruptive in a very positive way. Summary: when it comes to evaluating opportunities, we're making a choice, which is to do what we're doing now and maintain the status quo, or to take action. By taking action, we start to assess the potential of opportunities without depending on unreliable and subjective measures. As you saw with the walkthrough of the tools, you are going from guesswork and non-standard assessments to a system that is objective, standardized, and fact-based. It's possible that when we look at the 9 steps of the CEO Accelerator overall, that this first step of evaluating opportunities is one that you have a good handle on already. There may be others in the remaining 8 steps that we will be exploring shortly that are of more importance. Keep reading and build your list of the top 3 to 5 systems that you need now. Let's look at the homework that you need to do to take action. In evaluating opportunities, you are going to evaluate current products and customers using an analysis of the top 20 customers and top 10 products to find out where the profits come from. In terms of screening, you are adopting the Quick Screen tool to assess new opportunities against dozens of criteria to establish a standardized go or no-go position with each new opportunity. Finally, you are going to look at the fit with the business model and determine the impact on the overall existing business by considering disruptions that might be caused by the new opportunity.